Welcome back, bitches.
Hello.
This episode of Thick and Tired with Corinne and Cass.
Yay, that's us.
The OGs.
The OGs.
The OGs. Did we ever talk about how I...
The old gals.
Speak for yourself. I'm still in my 30s.
Whatever, man. I'm in my 30s.
Yeah, you are, yes.
Yeah. Are you? No.
No. Anyway.
Do you not know how old I am?
I do. Can I say it?
Yeah.
47.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my birthday's coming.
Yes, it is. February.
Yeah. So I'm going to be 48.
Which, we're 10 years apart.
Exactly.
But I literally.
77, 87.
Right. I feel like you're my age.
I mean, yeah, I don't feel like I'm 47. And I don't look like it, so it's fine.
You don't. You definitely, I swear, like, you don't look like it.
It's all right.
But like 47, you know when people fucking say that? That kind of is offensive. Oh, you don't look like, what is 47 supposed to fucking look like?
I think.
What is 37 supposed to look like?
I think because back like 40 years ago, 40 didn't look like it does now. And 40 is like the new 30, 50 is the new 40. So blah, blah, blah.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I think we should like ban that fucking, oh, you don't look, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Right. Okay. Anyway, there's my little tidbit before we jump into that.
Yeah.
You got any crazy bride stories for me?
Ugh. Probably. Do you have any crazy bride stories for me?
I haven't dealt with any. All my brides are great.
I was going to say, you have a very different relationship with them because you're so one-on-one. They're coming in here looking for.
Right.
It's different. It's like salesy.
We get very close, yes. Me and my brides. Yes, and like, yes, I can vet out the ones. So like, sometimes I'll have Zoom. I'm sorry, I'm not available anymore. Because
I feel like you're so good at that. Just being like.
Yeah, I don't want to sound cocky. And This will come. No, yes, that this will come off as very cocky, but I can read a motherfucker the first 2 seconds I meet them.
Oh, I believe it. I'm the same.
And
way.
I am very good at people management. I'm the best out there. People. That sounds so disgusting and cocky, but there is nobody better than me than people management. I will tell you that right now.
I agree with you.
Like, I can take a situation, diffuse it.
Yep.
I can't tell you how many times I'm probably like, wait till you meet this person or wait till you meet that person. I will immediately. They will be fine. I will be best friends with them by the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every wedding I do, there's always one person where I'll feel an energy. Like, all right, that's the one I got to crack. That's the one that's going to be a little not.
Yeah.
That's the one that's going to be, like tough. That one's going to be tough, but like, I'm going to get them by the end of the time. But at the end of the night, they'll be a hug, giving me a hug. You did a great job. Thank you so much for everything. Yep. And I'm like, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's all about, like, knowing people.
Yeah, it's just about...
Yeah.
It's about
reading people
skills.
Knowing people. That's, like, a big thing. And it's something that, like, I've told the girls here. It's not something that you can necessarily be taught. It's just something that's inside of you.
If you don't got
it. You're either a people person and can, like, talk to anybody, or you're just not.
Right. Yeah. I don't like using the word chameleon because it's not that I change my personality with every person I meet. I'm the same with everybody.
Yeah.
But like.
But it's just that you know how to handle different people. I get it.
I won't speak to certain people. So not a crazy bride story, but like, you know what I'm really like? I just got an inquiry recently for New Year's Eve.
Uh-oh.
New Year's Eve. It's a holiday. It's premium pricing. Like, I'm raising, like, every vendor on the island, they're going to raise their prices for that.
Of course.
So I gave an elevated price. First of all, my prices are not.
Yeah.
To me personally, with the amount of work I do, they're low to begin with. They should be higher.
I literally have no idea what you charge, but you don't have to talk about it here. But
I'll tell you later. I'll tell you after the podcast.
Yeah. Tell me later.
Okay. Reach out to me if you have any concerns. Whatever. So I went back with my pricing. Oh, sorry. We're trying to stay. What did they say? We're trying to stay around 900, which was nowhere.
Right.
Which that is, I wouldn't leave my house for $900, like, for doing what I do.
Well, not for all those hours.
Yeah. I was like, best of luck with everything. Right. XOXO.
Yeah. And that's fine because, like, you would just sit at home and watch the ball drop. Well, you're not watching any ball drop. Let's be facts. Cassidy is in bed by 9.
9?
10. 8:30.
8? Fucking 8.
Yeah.
9.
But we texted that night.
Because I had probably had, like, a call, you know, and then my melatonin kicks in, which I have to stop taking melatonin. So bad for you. I feel, well, I don't know. I read it.
Is it really?
I don't know, but I take it every night. Like, I am dependent on it.
Oh, I did not know this.
And my friend Steph, who's like crunchy, she's like, you need to stop doing that. And I'm like, I can't, like.
Wait, she's crunchy?
Steph DeFault, yes.
Oh, not.
Who's that's Steph Blonde from Photo.
Oh, okay,
she's,
yeah.
She kind of is a little, I don't know.
Really?
No, but it's my friend's, my best
friend.
She's
very sweet. I like her.
Oh, she's the best. Shout out Steph.
Yeah.
My favorite person in the world.
Tell them her business.
Stephanie Blonde. Her real name's Stephanie Davinger, but she goes by Blonde.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
I'm saying a lot of really stuff.
Forever. No. She owns Photo Envy, amazing photo booth company. She does like one event. She did Sam's,
and it was adorable.
And she's just like the best.
She did behind the scenes content. She did a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, she's not just like a.
Yeah.
And she doesn't just come and do that. Like, she's more than that. She's amazing. Yeah.
She was very cute. I loved her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we texted about pinoli cookies. I'm still bitter
about
that.
Which I don't like. I don't like pinoli cookies.
What in the actual F?
How is that humanly possible? I don't like pinoli cookies, Corinne. I don't like them. I think they're like.
Do you even know what it is?
Yeah, it's like the little plain cookies with like seeds on it, right? Like a little, like what
it's
is
not
it?
A seed. It's a fucking pine nut.
No, I don't like it. I'd rather a sprinkle cookie. I think anyone would rather a fucking delicious, decadent.
I am not.
Give me your lipstick.
I'm not cutting that out.
Give me your lipstick. Decadent. Fucking sprinkle cookie with your nasty ass.
First of all, once again, I'm bringing up Teresa Giudice. Giudice. What are we saying? What are we saying these days? Because at one time it was just Giudice. Then it was Giudice. Now it's Giudice again.
No, it's
Giudice.
Giudice, Corinne.
All right, whatever, man. Just call me.
Get your fucking shit together. Hold on. I got to get comfortable. I got to put my foot under my ass.
What's happening?
I'm just not fucking comfortable.
Oh. Are we editing this?
No.
Oh. Oh, show everyone your really pretty Stanley. Oh. This is bullshit, by the way. I want a Love Shack fancy Stanley
so
bad.
Pillow so I can put behind. I can't get up again. It's like a, obviously it's like a thing. It's like a fucking.
Gianna. There's Robin.
Thank you.
Gianna needs a stage name, Robin.
Standing
Thank
up
you, Robin.
Like a, it's like a. What do you call? No, it's
Gianna's like the best personal assistant a girl could ever have. You should get her one. You should get yourself a Gianna.
I like having a pillow. At night I sleep.
What does that have to do?
At night I hold a pillow like a child.
Yeah, I do that too.
No, like I literally cradle it. Yeah. And I'm like, this is like, it's kind of what I'm doing.
Literally
right now.
The way you're sitting right now is the way I lay in my bed.
I have like
three pillows.
Well, you probably can't hear me now with the stupid fucking microphone.
Oh yeah, probably. Now you're all muffled. Thing.
Great. Anyway, let's just
do
this.
I sleep sitting up because I'm an uncomfortable.
All right, wait. Back to the topic. Crazy brides. I haven't had any crazy brides, really. Have I had crazy shit happen at weddings? Yeah, I have. But, like, not really crazy. I mean, I deal with different kinds of people, but no one, like, whoa, like, bat shit.
Okay.
I've done over 100 weddings. I've been doing this for almost 10 years, and there was one wedding. August of 2021. And like, I don't know, fucked me up, but that's besides the point. Yeah, it was the one that I was blindsided. Everything I thought went great. And then 6 months later,
I get hit
with some bullshit.
Yeah.
And me.
But she didn't.
It didn't come to me. No.
No, it wasn't about
you. And then I went and I called her up. Like, oh, let's talk. People know my personality. You tell, like, what's going on? Wouldn't answer. And listen, clearly there was a lot of like mental health issues, which I'm not like everyone. I deal with a lot of different personalities and like I know people.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a firm believer that if you have a problem, especially with a small business, that you should go directly to the small business 100%. First. 100%. Don't go to the website or the interweb to complain about the company when it's a small business, because you have that Long Island Reviews page. One person goes on, they write something interesting. We'll call it interesting or a negative review. 40 other people that never have been to that business are like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Right. Everyone jumps on that bandwagon. Right. You can literally wreck an entire family
fucking
like this.
Fucking terrible.
Do you want to go down? I don't want to be at the Golden Gates.
And it's just like.
Being like, this is what I did to somebody.
Unless something totally fucking insane happened. But what happened was nothing happened.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
And I was like totally taken aback. Yeah. Like first, and then you know what? Like I was Scarlett. Was Scarlett born? No, it was before.
It was after COVID. We reopened.
Yes.
It was the year after.
Right after COVID, and like she was young. You know what I mean?
She
and
was
like
born.
I will say, like, being a small business owner, you have to grow thick skin.
You do.
And my fucking skin is thick as fuck now. And had this happen
now, I've noticed that too. Like, as the years go on, you become a little bit less like.
Yeah, because you want everyone to love you and shit.
Right, you do want, everyone wants to be, like, I never want to see, like, an unhappy customer.
Never.
My biggest thing right now is people are coming into the store. I don't necessarily, I mean, we've had people, like, complain about things. Just come to me and I will do the best of my ability to help you. And if it's something that's far-fetched, obviously I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I've literally recently had someone actually threaten me about a discount, which was, that was a fun phone call. Threatened me that if I didn't give them a discount, they would literally write me a bad review.
Yeah.
And people, I was like, wow.
People throw that in your face like it's nothing. It's, and like, she how did. Dare you?
Yeah. 100%. She did it. And I was just like, wow, I cannot even believe. I was like, I would never, ever, ever think to do that to someone.
On that note, leave good reviews, people.
Oh, and yeah. They're huge for companies.
Leave good. But the thing is, people rather read.
Yes.
Because it's juicier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People rather read the bad shit because it's juicy. It's like, oh, what the fuck happened there? It's like a car accident. You don't want to, but you have to. You got to know what's going to happen. Yeah. But like.
And can I say also too, when you have, let's say, let's just take out a number. You have 50 good reviews and then you have one person writes a bad review. I'm most certainly not listening to that one review.
100% not.
So you can write into your heart's content, but I'm most likely not going to read that one review and go, oh, well, this girl. And it's something, it's usually like a restaurant, something stupid or. Like, oh, the waitress didn't bring me a fork when I asked for one. Like, get over yourself, dude.
Suck
like,
a
I'm
dick.
So, like,
and you know what? It's like, you know what the thing is? Like, and you know what the other thing is? Like, at the end of the day, life, no, nothing's perfect. I say this to my
brothers.
I say this on my, right, but on my consultation calls with my couples, I say this all the time. I cannot guarantee that shit's not going to happen on your wedding day.
Oh.
Don't hire a fucking wedding coordinator. Because you want your day to run perfectly. Nothing's perfect. Shit will happen on your wedding day, but I guarantee I can handle it.
Yeah.
And if I can't handle it, if it's something bigger than the both of us, I say this line now, it will be an email on Monday. If it's something that I cannot, that physically cannot be fixed, rectified, or solved to the best of my abilities or to your happiness, like, it could be an email on Monday. I'm not just going to say, fuck off, have a good life. Like, if I was there the full day, I will assist you in trying to make things right. But I never say to a bride, when something happens with another vendor, go get them. Let's reach out. Like, let's fucking.
100%. You have to reach out and see what can be rectified, what they're going to do, what the situation was. Maybe there were things that you didn't think of, blah, blah, blah.
Like
whatever.
The Better Business Bureau, if you go and you complain to them,
is
they
that like
give.
A thing anymore?
I think so. They give that company an opportunity to make it right.
Yes, they
before
do.
Before they, like, you know, fuck them over, which I don't even fucking know.
Or people that immediately go to the credit cards and they're like, I'm going to charge this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the. What is it?
Yeah. Dispute
the charge, yeah. Like, talk to the person first and then see what the situation was, blah, blah, blah.
Don't be an asshole, man.
Yeah. There's a lot of blah, blah, blahs happening today. I said it like 40 times already. That's, like, going to be the thing.
I don't notice it.
You said what?
I haven't noticed blah, blah, blah.
Oh, really?
Did you watch the fuck was your son? The Golden Globes? Was that your son?
I didn't watch it because I don't watch TV.
You're disgusting. But, okay, did you see the fashion?
Oh, of course. Hello.
Let's talk about
this. I literally just go on to see the dresses.
Okay. Who is my favorite female comedian of all time?
Okay.
Melissa McCarthy. Everyone knows that. Yes. I love her. I channel her.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Curvy.
Yeah.
Just recently lost a bunch of weight. Looks great.
She did.
Did you see what she wore to the...
Yeah, Christian Siriano.
Was it Christian Siriano?
Yeah. I didn't hate it. I didn't love her hair, but I'm not a bun girl. So that's like, that's on me.
I'm a bun
girl. That's not like a dig at her. Like I'm like,
the dress.
So she was wearing a jumpsuit. She had like a fuchsia pink. It's hard to see on TV too, but I'm thinking it was like a kind of like a fuchsia pink jumpsuit. V-neck, kind of like a wide leg, cinch at the waist. It was all like one piece, obviously, because it's a jumpsuit. And then she had this like very extravagant, billowy, bouncy, like coat.
Billowy.
Cape thing.
I have it right here.
Am I right? It was like ombre.
You're 100% correct. Right? Yeah. Hold on. It's right here. Let me get it for you.
Do I know my fashion?
I don't know if we could see it. Yeah. Did you see it?
We can plug in a picture.
She literally, when it came up, I was like, what are you doing? I was like very upset about
it. I mean, it wasn't like my most hated dress of the night. Like I wasn't like, oh, you know, it's funny. I don't know. I don't really watch her as much as when before she lost the weight. I kind of like. I know it's so stupid, but like I really don't. Well, first of all, what has she been in recently?
She hasn't
really been in
much.
She's hysterical. I love her, but
it was the other girl, the Rebel Wilson girl.
Oh, Rebel Wilson. She kind that of makes sense. Because I was like, Melissa McCarthy is still plus size.
She kind of always... But I haven't Rebel seen Wilson her. Always, I never thought she was fucking that funny. Who did it. I'm Melissa McCarthy, I will literally...
I can't see her doing that.
Shit my pants watching her videos.
Oh, no. She's hysterical. I absolutely love her. But I haven't seen her in anything recently.
Yes, no, you're right. But I was going to say Melissa
and
McCarthy...
And I know she did a couple of movies... But I don't, that wasn't recently though.
No, it wasn't recently. She needs to get back at it. Like, I would, like, I remember watching, what's the movie with her and Sandra Bullock? The Heat?
Oh, The Heat.
I literally was watching it with my mom. Like, I was like punching my mom in the face. I was like, I'm like fucking getting, I'm like, I'm crying. Her mannerisms, everything are fantastic. Mm-hmm. But,
she's amazing. We love her.
I'm just trying to think of any other outfits that stood out at me at the, there really wasn't a lot of, besides Melissa McCarthy, I didn't really see a lot of plus. Like, who's, Baby Reindeer?
What?
Baby Reindeer. You ever see that show? It's like a movie, Baby Reindeer, Netflix with the stalker.
Yes, but no.
The woman won Best Supporting Actress for that, and she's a curvy woman. She wore this really pretty green velvet dress that I thought was fantastic.
Wait, is this the one that had the thing that came out this way?
I think so, yeah. Mm. You didn't like it?
I'm not a fan of that.
When she walked up on stage, she kept pulling her stomach, though, I saw. I'm like, bitch, you chose it. Don't wear it. Don't pull that
on me. Yeah, I don't remember the dress. I remember the dress in my head.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, I don't know if I love that piece.
Yeah.
Because I felt like it made her look a little broader. But again, that's my personal opinion.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't the dress color was gorgeous.
Didn't like Ariana Grande's dress. And I thought her and Sydney
that was supposed to be a nod to the Yellow Brick Road.
Okay, I didn't know that. But yeah. I thought she, like, her whole press tour was beautiful. And this was, like, I was like, this is what you fucking show up at on the – this is what you show up. I feel like this was, like, the Super Bowl of the press tour, and then you show up with that.
So that
was
a vintage, if I'm not – someone can correct me, but I believe it was
– I didn't watch the Golden Globes.
I didn't. I told you I got – she wore a vintage Givenchy dress, yeah. And it was a nod to – it was supposed to be, like, a nod to Yellow Brick Road. And I don't watch. I did not watch it, but I said I go on the internet to see what they're wearing.
Who was your favorite dress?
I loved Zendaya's dress.
Oh, fucking always. She's insane.
I thought the color was phenomenal. It was beautiful.
Yeah, she's ridiculous. Everything she wears. I feel like she could, like, do no wrong.
Yeah, I loved her dress. I thought it was so classic, simple, elegant.
So gorgeous. Her hair. Someone said
that they don't like when people say simple. I don't know how else to.
Fuck off. Like, what else is it?
I don't know.
It's not intricate.
Clean girl clean. Aesthetic.
What? What'd you say?
Simplistic. Same thing.
Apparently the person who said that said simplistic was better than
simple. Okay,
John. All right, we'll come take my job.
Get up, Corinne.
Move over.
Miss Vocab over there. Fact checking us.
Yeah, exactly. Which, again, okay, so let's talk about this. Since we're on the topic of dresses... I said Zendaya. Is it Zendaya?
Zendaya, yeah.
It's Zendaya, right?
Who just got engaged.
Who just got... He's so adorable.
So fucking cute.
They're so cute together. I just love them. So cute. Anyway, okay. We have been having an influx of girls coming into the shop that are asking for fitted gowns, but they don't want them to hug their curves. And I find that suspicious.
But what does that mean?
I don't know. And if someone could please, 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 for the love of God, write in and tell me what that means, because I don't know what that means.
So they want fitted gowns, but not fitted.
I want a fitted dress, but I don't want to, like, I don't want it to hug my curves. But then that's not a fitted dress. So if, and then if I say, okay, well, let's pull you a sheath. No, no, no. It needs to be fitted. All right. I don't know what, maybe I'm missing something. I mean, we've only been open for 7 years, so maybe I am, what? What?
But that's like a what? Pretty. I mean, that's like a long time. Were you being sarcastic?
No, there are companies that have been in business for like 50 years. So maybe there's something that I am missing that an older generation could school me.
No.
I'm okay. I'm open to hearing what the hell a fitted dress is that is not fitted.
No, I think it's like a, again, that's like body image stuff. I think girls.
Yeah, but you can't come and then we're showing you dresses or.
Do they put them on?
One someone asked for recently, not recently, it was a while ago. I want a fitted gown, but it needs to flare out at underneath the bust, the breast.
So an A-line?
The bust.
What?
Well, no, that would be an empire. Because as soon as the waistline comes up to underneath your boobs, that is now an empire dress, which. We don't really see a lot of those anymore.
I used to wear those because it was like a staple. Sixth grade.
Well, because at one time
it was a staple for curvy girls,
for plus size girls. Right. And with this Renaissance look coming back, if you go back and like look at some of these like Bridgerton looks and like these like, you know, older movie, these movies that are like giving nods to that style, they did wear A-lines.
Yeah.
Not A-lines, empires. I'm sorry.
Right.
So I get asking for it, but like it's not a thing just yet. Well, it is a thing. It's not a thing anymore.
You think the empire waist bridal dress? We don't have any here, do you?
No, I don't think I have any. Maybe one or two floating, but
Is that considered empire behind you, or no? That's more of...
No, that's regular.
Oh, yeah. My God. Empire waist.
Yeah.
Because that's like every curvy girl. I need an empire waist because it like...
Yeah, but you
like
can't hides. Have... Okay, but if the dress... If the waistline is here and you're saying you want it to flare out, then that, again, is not a fitted dress.
Right.
So my plea to the brides of 2025, 26, 27, because we're going to get 27 in here soon,
tell
too,
them.
Is... I'm not asking anyone to be like experts because you don't work in the bridal field. But when you come in, have an open mind and be like, oh, okay, that's not what this is. Let me, what can you show me something?
Put a Pinterest board together.
Put a Pinterest board together.
Put a fucking Pinterest board together. Do your research.
Yeah.
Look and up show designers. Me. And if we don't have that designer, we could have similar or even better. You know what I mean?
It's not even it's the design of the dress. Like you can't come in looking, you're looking for unicorns.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Can you make a fitted dress that's not fitted? I don't even know what that is. Somebody tell me.
I mean, we could. The Altair could. My feet are cold.
The Altair.
The Altair? I got it. Do you have a blanket?
It's Atelier.
Oh, the Atelier.
Do we have a blanket? No. Oh, we do have a blanket.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm not being, I don't want to be.
Wow. I'm going to get saris in here.
A what?
I almost choked and spit out my water.
A sari?
The sari, the little pashmina.
A pashmina.
Wait, what's a sari?
I don't know.
Isn't it like a wrap thing?
I think that's like in the Indian culture, a sari.
I know. Well, isn't a pashmina the same thing?
No, that's not going to do shit. That's going to warm my fucking nipple up. I want a huggy. Anyway.
You want me to get... Okay, so everyone comes here and I'll have huggies for everyone.
Do you think people are going... Do you think people are going dress shopping to like too many boutiques, too many making too many fucking appointments?
A girl came in the other day. She said she was at like 5 stores before this.
Why? Like why?
I don't know, man. I still can't figure it out. I've been asking myself.
You know why?
For 3 seasons on the podcast, I ask myself the same questions.
I think people are. They think they're waiting for that moment where they're up there, and we've talked about this before. Because how could you
with
fucking
the tears.
Not? That's not going to happen. That's not. That's the movie.
I would say 80% of the brides don't cry.
100. I didn't cry. Did you cry?
No. Hell no.
I didn't fucking cry.
I just knew when I put it on. I was like, this is my dress. Well, you were like, if you don't get that dress, I'm never going to talk to you again.
Well, true. I threatened our friendship over that. I was like, bitch, bye. But like, I feel when I used to work, they didn't though. It was people like came here and that was that, you know?
Yeah.
But there's you can overwhelm yourself and then you can get dress regret.
Dress regret's a real thing, by the way, because you've looked at so many dresses now you don't know what the heck you want.
Yeah.
And you're just not sure. And then you buy because you're like, I have to buy. Because now you put yourself into a position where you're like, shit, I ran out of time. I need to make a decision. And now you're really not that sure.
Right.
Yeah. So that is a real thing. And, you know, just.
Have you ever had a dress regret here?
We literally just. How crazy is that? Well, this is not staged, people.
You've had a regret recently?
Literally, we just had. And I feel bad.
Yeah.
But I think she's going to wind up staying with her dress. So that's good. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder
why. The dress looks gorgeous on her.
Which dress is it?
It's an Essence, I think. Right?
Yeah.
Where is it? Here it is. Beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful dress.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's breathtaking. It's so different. It's like, it's absolutely beautiful. Like, I would have to say it's one of the nicer satins in the store.
What's the most expensive dress up you have these days?
There was one that was like almost, what, 6, Gianna? Yeah, now it's discontinued. So if you do a custom dresses, those are the most expensive. That dress? I think
that's up there. How much
is that? The dress that's behind me. Let's see if we can.
Who is that? That's Waters?
Waters.
It looks like, I knew it was fucking Waters.
So
I still got it.
Your bride wore that dress.
Which one?
Megan. Was that her name? She used to have red hair. Now she has blonde hair.
Megan Miles.
Megan Miles.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yes.
She wore that dress. Oh, let me fix my
camera. She's amazing.
She wore that dress. Yes. She came in. We did alterations for her, I believe.
That's a beautiful dress.
And I literally was walking out of the back room.
Yeah.
And she was standing. I didn't know she was here.
Yeah.
Nobody said, hey, come, you know, like whatever. I was walking out of the back room and she was facing the mirror and I stopped dead in my tracks and I said, oh my God.
Yeah.
What designer is this dress?
And then you brought it in?
And I brought it in after that.
Because you loved it so much. I should tell her that.
Yep.
She'll fucking love that.
Yeah.
The Megan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful dress.
It's literally a beautiful dress. It has I can't think of the name of it now all of a sudden. Beautiful. The net on it is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like the illusion, that inglet, it's just absolutely beautiful. It lays so nice, but it's an expensive dress. But it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, Waters is a good brand.
Waters is a good brand.
It's a good designer.
You know what I want to do? I want to do more on the store. I want to do more BTS behind the scenes shit.
Yeah.
We should get, and I'm investing a pair in for my coordination business, the Ray-Bans, the Meta Ray-Bans, because a lot of coordinators will post reels and shit. And like, I'll take videos here and there. And like, yeah. Sometimes I'll get lucky and can get good content shit. But most of the time, like, I'm running around like a chicken without a fucking head. Let's be real. And like, I have no time to be like, So I'm going to get the Meta Ray-Bans that I could just wear, boop, plug on, and like, you know, all that stuff. We should get that here.
I want that.
And we should ask brides that come in.
I'll do it.
If we can film their appointments,
so
like what it would be like, because I feel like so many people,
we actually have a new program. Are we calling it a program?
A program, what is this?
I don't know where.
we're not
calling it that.
A special?
What are we calling it? A special? It's not as special as a Kmart.
Well, what is it?
So it's a thing.
Kmart,
remember like the red
Kmart light? Prices are going down. There's no such thing as Kmart anymore.
I know. But that they had like the red dot special, remember?
No.
Whatever, man.
That's so, like 1977, okay,
so
babies.
So I'm done with you.
Okay, go ahead.
So we're doing a thing that I'm going to say a thing now. A special. If you go on and you book our boozy bride appointment, which is boozy. So basically you get, the store gets closed down to you Monday through Friday for the 90 minutes and you get champagne throughout your whole appointment. And then we have like little snacks, like little chips and things. But the store gets closed down. So it's a private appointment. You can waive the 150.
Well, you didn't tell me this.
We just did it a couple days ago.
Okay, thanks.
We didn't
for
even
telling
get it
me.
On
anyway,
the website
go ahead,
yet.
Go ahead,
it's like
go
that
ahead.
New. We will waive the $150 fee, and as long as we can film your appointment. Yes.
You can make them sign waivers?
Yes.
Who did it? You did it?
Who did what?
You just did it?
We just started it. It's not even up on the website yet. We just like discussed it like a couple days ago, the end of last week.
That's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's
because
good
the thing is that like, yes, to show people, because there's so many plus size women out there that have so much anxiety. Let us show those girls what you're going through.
Yeah.
So that they can be like, oh my God, this is where I need to go.
Because you come
there.
Here, it's not just a fucking wedding dress shop. You're giving an experience.
It's an experience. And we have like our little living room set up for you.
Yeah.
Aren't they adorable? Like our new furniture.
The new furniture is great, I will say. The chairs are very comfortable.
We've been sitting in them for like...
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
You did a good job, Corinne.
I try. It's all about the experience.
Wait, so can I do one of those appointments?
Yes.
I want to do it.
Yes. So it's Monday through Friday, anytime from 11 to close. You come in.
What time do you guys close?
We close at 5, but we take a later appointment on Fridays, sometimes Thursday. So you come in, do the appointment, and we will waive the 150 and we film your appointment. We're not going to show the dress that you picked until obviously after your wedding. And then we would do like a flashback to like catch up thing to be like, this is what, you know.
I want to do it. I want to be the person, the seller.
Yeah, you can be one of the stylists. Well, obviously we're all stylists. So yeah.
I'll be the salesman.
Yeah.
I'll be the stylist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been on the floor like being a stylist lately?
Oh, heck no.
No.
So I feel, I will do that because I don't have a choice now. So I will come out. I've done a couple actually recently because the girl with Mia, because I have to come out sometimes more often than not. But it's a lot, and I did it for years. So now there's too many questions where the girls will have to stop me. And then I can't be with a bride and then be like, can you hold on? I have to go to the computer, check this for somebody else.
Right.
Like, I just can't do it. So it's better for me to zip around. And sometimes I can't even do that. I get stuck in my office.
Right.
I'm sad.
With your crystals.
Shut up, man.
Rubbing her crystals.
Yeah, I'm back there rubbing my
Corinne's
crystals.
Rubbing her crystals in the back talking and Googling which moon is in retrograde. So.
Okay. Why?
Fabulous. I like your nails.
Do you?
Yeah.
They're chrome red. Aren't they beautiful?
They are. They're stunning.
Can you see them? They're a little out of focus here. Like, what's going on? Do I have to, like, put my hand behind my nails to show everyone? Wow. Your antics today are out of control.
This is nothing. I have my period, just to let you all know. So I'm not as hyped as I usually am, but we'll get there, okay?
She's got like
I'm just trying to think
35 more minutes, 30 minutes of pipe it in her.
100%.
Before she checks out.
Do you have... I know I asked about crazy brides. Have you had any crazy brides lately? You never answered that question.
So
not crazy, but like, have you had any stories recently that happened at the shop? Like, I know it's your busy season right now, right?
So we're just going in. Yeah, we're just starting. Like how, busier now.
Any like crazy shit happening?
Oh, wait, what was I gonna say before with that lady? Oh, the girl with the boobs. We were talking about, yes.
What girl with the boobs?
So this was last spring. It was during, was it during the break? It may have been. So we had a young, beautiful woman that came in and she had very large
tits.
Very, very large.
My feet are cold.
And I don't know if we talked about this on another podcast. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think we did, actually.
No, because...
Because I was like, I don't really want to talk about it because the other company badmouthed us. And I was like, that's absolute bullshit. And actually,
no,
we've had two stores.
I don't know what happened.
So this girl comes in. She was doing boob tape. She had... really very large bust.
Like, I mean, what size?
Like I. Yeah. So she was very, very large. And she came in and we told her, okay, well, Sam was doing all the alterations with her. And she said, I told her, we're going to tape you. We're going to tape you in. She had a strapless dress, a Maggie, but there really wasn't a lot of structure on top. And I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous. This girl's had ginormous boobs.
How many rolls of titty tape?
I think we went through like three packages, maybe four. Which
how many
is like
in each package?
10. So maybe we went through three. We went into three.
So you used 30 strips of yitty
probably
tape?
Probably almost 30 straight strips. Yeah. Not the use that we use the bras on.
Yeah.
So, okay. So this is where it gets dicey. All right. This girl leaves our store. She's all for it. We're going to tape you, blah, blah, blah.
Did she buy the dress?
She bought the dress. She comes pick up her dress. She goes to a store in Nassau that is specifically for undergarments. They make undergarments. They make corsets. That's all I'm going to say about that. And she goes in there and there's two older women in there that I guess run the store. And she went by herself, by the way, so she didn't take her mom or anything like that. And they proceed to tell her that we're lying to her and that there's not possible that we can tape her boobs up. The dress will never stay up. Give us the dress. We'll alter it for you. And this girl's like, I really don't feel comfortable. I hope she's okay with me. I think I told her that I was going to tell the story eventually on the podcast, but I hope she's okay. She's such a sweet girl. She's like, I'm not comfortable like giving you the dress. So she calls her mom. Her mom's like, you know, what are you doing? Like, you know, you're not giving them the dress. Or she says to them, the mother says to the woman, what are you doing? Like, you're not taking my daughter's dress. Like, she's getting it altered over there, blah, blah, blah. So now I have to say the fact I used to send a lot of people to this place, a lot of people. So I sent like a lot of people over there. And
why did she go there? Did she go there because she wanted
she
to
She went there because she was like, should I, maybe I can try to get something, okay. I think.
And they made her nervous. And
they made her nervous and they placed doubt into her head. And I'm like, first of all, why are you talking to my bride? You're not a bridal shop.
No.
And I would never lie to anyone, number one. And number two, I mean, I get it. They don't know me. But, like, I'm telling you, I'm telling this girl that we can tape you. And you don't know how I tape. Like, we're literally, like, we can do it. Yeah. Like, we've done it.
Corinne is a tit magician.
No, my cousin is a tit magician.
Oh, Jessica?
Jessica is the queen of the tits. Let's
I was just put it that going. Way. Where did I go? And I was, like, I called Corinne. I'm, like, can I come over so you can tape my titties? Yeah. And she's, like, yeah. And I'm, like, in her bathroom 10 minutes later with my yitz out.
Yeah.
And she's taping my beautiful job.
Yeah. But Jessica has taught me, and I still have a lot to learn because Jessica's the queen.
She should come in and talk about it because she should I have come to tell you right now. It. I went out in the Hamptons that night with my friends, and I wore this dress that I needed titty tape for. And it's when you show me how to do it, I yes. did it on myself, and it changed the entire fucking outfit.
100%. It will change the entire thing.
So these broads.
So these broads talk shit, blah, blah, blah. The girl was, like, very upset. Then she got, like, doubt in her brain. Oh, my God, what if they can't tape me? So now this girl comes in, and she starts telling us in the room, like, what happened. That they were basically, like, you guys are liars. And, like, going through. And I was like, oh, my God.
Did you call them?
So I wanted to call them. And then I was like, you know what? By me calling these people would do nothing. It's just going to make a rift between me and you. But by me never setting you my business again.
Right. That will
that's better
them.
Off. I don't right. badmouth them to anyone. I don't say where it was. I don't. Because there's probably bunches of places that you can get one of these things in Nassau or Suffolk. And I'm not going to badmouth them. But I won't send you any more customers. Because why would you do that? I would never badmouth, again, another company like yeah. that. So, by the way, it was my mission. When this girl came in, I was like, girl, we are getting your boobs up with this tape. Yeah. And we did it. And she was like, this is phenomenal.
Did you go there that wedding day to do
no,
it?
No, she had a, what was it? She had a destination wedding.
Shit.
Yeah. So I don't know. I hope to God that she did
because
it.
Because you do do... We,
yes, we will go.
Corinne will
yes,
come and
Sam
take
has
your
one
tits.
Coming up. Yeah, we've gone. Sam goes. It's a little pricey. I'm not going to lie. There's a price to it, but we're coming to your wedding and we're doing you a service.
Yeah.
And it's worth its weight in gold as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth its weight in tit gold.
Tit gold. Boob. Boob dust.
Wow. What is it called? Would you have a, is that like service called? Like tit?
We, I don't know, me and Sam called it tits on the road one day in the car, and that's kind of like stuck like that right now, but that's where we're at.
Nips on wheels.
Nips. I love it.
No, wait, we have to come up with a really funny
name. Yeah, we need to come up with a really good name. But yeah, it was just like, it was one of those crazy things that I was just like,
that's
why
so sad.
In the hell would you ever badmouth?
Yeah.
I'm never sitting in my business, right. Never. And I have all plus size girls that need their boobs done.
Yeah.
Need different bra, like, situation, low backs. Like, they were making stuff for my girls.
Oh, my God.
And I'd be like, yeah, you got to go to them. They're
stuff?
Great.
Oh,
they were
so
making
sick.
Stuff for
and brides. Did they know, though? Did they know how much shit you were sending them? Business or no?
I don't know. They probably don't care. They've been in business for a long time. But you know what? Just because you're older doesn't mean that you know better.
Right.
So I'm a firm believer in that. You can learn from anything. All you had to do was call me on the phone and be like, hey, I have a bride in here, and yeah. she's saying this. Is this what you guys are doing? Absolutely. You want me to come there and show you how to do it? I'll show you. I'm not literally taking a friggin' duct tape. Like, it's just right. absolutely insane.
Whatever.
But let me tell you, boob issues are a real issue. So.
No, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And that causes the most stress, honestly, and anxiety.
Yeah, most of the time. And I will say it, and I've said it in past podcasts too, you cannot wear regular undergarments, a regular bra with most of the bridal gowns. You cannot yeah. do it.
Right. Or sometimes you don't have to wear
so
any
be prepared.
Bra. It depends on, like, you know.
Yeah. You can't
so
come
many
in here
plus
and be like,
girls...
if you need to have your regular bra, you need to tell us. And then you need to yeah. be open to suggestions that we're giving you in order to wear those regular
so
bras.
So many curvy girls will base their wedding dress on the fact that they must wear a regular bra.
Yeah.
That's because they don't know.
Well, you can put straps and stuff like that, but you have to realize that you're limited to what we 100%. Can do at this point. Like, you're not going to be able to get every single dress in the store.
Right.
Just know that.
No, I get it.
Yeah. Like, come on.
Tape those titties, girls.
Yeah. So that was my... That's
in
my
short, tape your tits.
Taping's great. Just need some oil to get it off with. Oh, my God, your face. What?
Nothing.
What are you going to say?
Nothing. I was going to say nothing. I don't know.
Oh.
No, I'm very 14th is coming.
Valentine's Day.
Can you believe it?
It's so close. And then my birthday's 3 days later.
That's right. What are we doing for your birthday?
I don't know, but let's go out to dinner or something again.
Should we go to the James?
Oh, yeah.
I can make reservations.
Perfect.
Who's coming?
I don't know. Gianna?
Sam?
I'm sure Sam will come.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what day do you want to do it?
I don't know. We'll have to do it like, I don't know. Let me, I'll look at the calendar. What day? I think my birthday's on a Monday.
Yeah.
So, boo. Because most of Russia.
You should see if it's Jessica's spring break. Have her come down and have her come on the podcast.
Oh!
Let's get that.
Yeah.
Let's get her on. And maybe.
And use the excuse that it's your birthday to get her out here.
Yeah. She'll go on the podcast.
Can we, like, get a mannequin with titties and show how you should do it? I just feel like that's going to be really beneficial because
we could do, I don't care. I'll put my tits on there. I'll put pasties on. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why not?
Really? You'll put your yits out on the podcast?
She could cut me off. They're never going to, oh, the tattoo. We'll cover it. Okay. I don't care.
Your tit tat?
I'm going to have things on, so it doesn't matter.
What is that little crop sweater that you got going on over there?
This?
Yeah.
It's not. It's tucked into my bra.
See? Man. Is that a sweater?
Yeah. It like comes down to like here. And then I tucked it
and
in.
You just thought to do that?
Yeah. I'm Cassidy's fashion icon.
Let me tell you something. There, I saw this. Let's be real. I'm a mom. But I have a little girl, 3-year-old, and like I'm in leggings and sweatpants and stained shirts. Like all my leggings have holes in it. I just did like a torrid reorder. I got like 7 pairs of leggings coming in hot. Black leggings, all the same, whatever. I don't do anything. And when I do, I'm calling you crying the night before saying, I need something, which I do. I'm going out to dinner with a friend on Friday and I need something. Okay. Maybe that entire outfit is nice. Well, give me something. Okay. Something, bitch.
We'll work on it.
So
I just want everyone to know that my entire outfit is from Old Navy.
Really?
Yeah.
That old fucking Navy. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It doesn't matter. I don't care where I get it from.
No. I used to shop at Old Navy when I was younger.
Well, you have to look for certain things.
I don't do that. Yeah. I got no fucking patience for that shit.
Like, I was like, wait, this is kind of cute. I can pair this with this. This sweater I bought because I was like, I really want like this like cozy furry. I saw it and I was like, this is so pretty. The black one is hideous. Don't buy the black one.
I have no patience for
shopping. This white
one
is so pretty and it's so soft. I absolutely literally love it. And I have to say it washed pretty well. I was kind of concerned. I put it on like Delicate. Well, Gianna put on Delicate. Let's be serious.
You do the wash?
She did mine last night because I was like, oh my God, I forgot to put my stuff in there.
Oh.
No, she.
She gave you rice. Okay.
Thank you, Kathy.
Do her laundry. Anyway, that was such a mom thing to say.
It was. It was good.
I can't shop. I have no page for it. Corinne, you know what? I like to wear clothes, like, but you style them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can wear something there. I saw this like video. I think you did it. Oh. Wearing something versus styling something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I love that you just reference that because nobody watches my shit.
No, but when you do your like videos, like when you gave me outfits, I was like, oh yeah, that's a cute outfit. And you're like, okay. And then you whipped out a bag of accessories. I don't accessorize. I don't wear jewelry. I don't wear earrings. I don't wear belts. The only thing I wear is my ring. And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't wear necklaces, nothing.
But sometimes the accessories is, like, what, and sometimes it's just something as simple as, like, a belt and boots.
I always love
it. Like, to make it different. Or, like, the tuck here, or.
Well, what's that chain thing you got going on today? No, your gold one around your waist.
Oh, so this, you can't really see it because it's, like, peekabooing out. But it's, like, a little, it's just, like, a little drop chain.
You're good at it, too, Gianna.
Well, Gianna steals a lot of my clothes.
Yeah, but Gianna puts that shit together good.
Yeah.
I don't. Can you put together an outfit for me on Friday?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I'm like your...
And then give it to me.
Yeah, oh God. And then give it to me. For this Friday?
Yeah, this fucking Friday. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
Thick and tired, bitch.
Oh my God.
Go.
Okay, I'm thick. I got it. This is a good one this week. I'm thick on being Cassidy's fashion icon.
And she is.
No, I like that, like, you're like... Love the stuff that I'm wearing.
I love it.
It's not just you, though. Like, I've literally had people DM me on Instagram, and they're like, oh, my God, where did you get that outfit from?
It's just wearable, and it's not – it's like – I'm not going to say elevated cash because it's more than that. It's always like a step.
It's like business cash.
Yes. Yeah. So,
like, but I'm wearing, like, skirts and little sweaters and, like, things like that. Yeah. And some days I'm like, okay, I want to dress, like, more up. And then other days I'm like, I need to go to work and I need to look good, but I want to be, like, a little bit more, like, I want to wear, like, a pair of loafers. Yeah. Like, I'm not wearing my heel boots.
You put me in shit that, like, I was, like, never get for myself.
Yeah, you're
like,
oh, I love that. I get, like, a little rush from that. Like, I'm not going to lie. But obviously I do have, I 100% do.
Does it make your tits hard?
It does. They're, like, a little hard right now. I'm like.
Again, you thought that got a podcast.
I think that Because being, like, in bridal, that's all I see all day is white. Yeah. But I love the aspect of, like, buying the dresses. And I love being, like, when people come in, they're like, oh, my God, I love your selection.
Yeah.
I'm not – you're not going to be able to please everyone. But, like, I feel like I'm hitting a lot of the checkpoints that, like, yeah. people are looking for. And yeah. I think that's great. Yeah. So that, to me, it gives yeah. me, like, that little bit of a fashion rush that I – you know, I didn't go to fashion school – my mom was very fashionable growing up. I felt Mumi, like, yeah, when she's came adorable. In
that day with that blazer with like the little Stevie Nicks shit going on.
My I was mom like, Mumi. Like, yeah, she's.
She puts shit together good
she's
too.
She's always been like that. She came in here the other day and she was like, oh, Corinne's always been like that. I'm like, but I learned it from yeah. my mother. Yeah, like, they were always, her and my aunt were always putting yeah. clothes together.
Yes, your aunt,
neither
same
one of
way.
Them have fashion backgrounds. It's just the way that they were. You know, my grandmother yeah. was the same way. She yes. always had to look nice.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love good sweatpants.
Of course.
Of course.
But you still, you look cute though.
But yeah. Like, I'm like, where
am I? Yes, I know.
I'm like, where's my little matchy Adidas to like go with yeah. my black sweats? Yesterday, I just got the cutest little crop top.
You
black
have to make
sweatshirt.
Me that sweatsuit.
Yes, I'm making it okay, for thank you. You. Yeah. By the way, we customize. My tired. What's my tired?
Being Cassidy's style icon. It can be. it must
tired.
Get so fucking annoying though.
Not really.
I give everything back.
No, because she does give everything back. I'm definitely making library cards for everyone though, because I think that's hysterical.
Like, who do you give other shit to?
Well, Sam has taken. Didn't Sam borrow things? Not a lot, but she has.
Sam Seda or Sam, your
what?
Sam Seda just took all my stuff.
Oh, Sam said, yeah, we gave her like a Stitch Fixes. Wait, okay, I'm tired of that. That's my tired. Gianna gets these. Stitch Fix boxes and Wantwell boxes, which we both get, which is fine. We are very much a subscription household. Gianna gets her boxes. She looks at them and she's like, "Man, I don't really love this." Then she takes the box and places it to the side. And guess who now keeps the box and doesn't even like any of the clothes that are in the box? Some of the boxes are like $500.
You have to pay.
Yeah, she came in my room. She was cleaning her bedroom. She came in my room. Shut up. She came in your room. She came in my room. This is not a joke. And she goes, let's go through these boxes. I'm cleaning out my room. She came in with like 3 Stitch Fix boxes and 2 Wantwell boxes. There was easily like $1,000 worth of clothes.
Should I do that? Should I do Stitch Fix or Wantwell? Stitch Fix or Wantwell? Stick.
What yes, but you have what to be Stitch Fix.
Or Wantable.
Wantable is very cash. Sometimes I get okay pieces, but I'm not like a huge fan of them. They're okay. Stitch Fix is, I don't know, like I stop them. I think the winter boxes are not as great as the summer ones, but it just depends on my mood. So I kind of go like back and forth. Yes, Gianna had the boxes for not, it wasn't like a couple of months. And we're not trying to be like those people that are like, oh my God, I'm wasting money. Like we took all those boxes then and then we gave stuff to Sam. Oh.
Seda?
Sorry, microphone.
Why didn't you give shit to me? You because know I'm always looking.
Because you wouldn't have worn any of it hey, that was in there. Because we, because I'm your stylist and I know.
I would wear a yellow velvet blazer.
No, you would fucking not. Are you serious right now?
No.
Exactly. Just sit down, simmer down. So yeah, so that is my tired. I need Gianna to be more proactive with packing up her boxes and sending them back like a normal human.
Okay.
Because there's people out there that don't have clothes, Gianna. But I'm not trying to be like spoiled like that. We did take those boxes and we split them up. We gave some to Little Sam. We gave some. I took a couple of pieces so the clothes didn't go to like waste. I don't want to be like a wasteful
person.
But
you have to pay for that shit now.
Yes, she did. And I think Gianna has learned her lesson. It wasn't 5.
Anyway.
I can assure you it wasn't 5 years, but anyway. It was not 3.
It's my turn.
Oh, okay.
My tired is never being able to put together any outfits. I have a lot of clothes. I was in my closet today, FaceTiming you, sweating, crying, saying I have nothing to wear.
Let me come over one day and we'll go through your closet. Okay.
Fine.
Because we can put stuff together.
Right. What? Tell me right now, Jenna.
Have you ever seen that show? It was from years ago. It was like a guy and a girl.
What not to wear?
Yes, and they would just.
First of all, Clinton Kelly graduated from Comstock High School. I'm just saying.
Why are you saying that I dress like a fucking asshole?
No. But I'm saying we should vlog it like that television.
This is now turning into Sally Jesse Raphael.
We should vlog it.
I'm saying we should vlog her going through your closet.
Oh my God. Yeah, that has to be a podcast.
And then Scarlett can like jump in there.
100%. And stomp on bubbles.
That bitch is pure entertainment. Okay. So my tired is never, ever being able to put anything together. I feel like as also a curvy female.
Yeah.
Like I always find great clothes. Like I know where to shop. I know where to go. I know
it looks good on me. You probably have great pieces. You're just not sure.
I have great pieces. I do not know how to put them all. I don't.
I'll come help you.
I just need help.
I'm coming to your house. We're doing this. Oh my God. It's like Curvy Godmother on the road. On location.
On location.
CGM on locale.
CGM on locale. Oh my God. And then my thick is all the inquiries I'm getting for my business. I'm getting a lot are coming in.
You're a very fancy person though.
Fancy?
Yeah. You're like, you know, you're going to be like, you know, super like everyone's going to know you.
Fancy.
What's wrong with the word fancy?
I'm not fucking fancy.
You're a little fancy.
No, Corinne, I just told you I need help dressing myself.
I was trying to be nice.
Anyway, so that's that. But
you're walking around with that Love Shack fancy fucking, see? Fancy.
Well, I do love, I wasn't a Stanley girl, but then I love. You're holding that
thing like you just won a Golden Globe.
thank you
I do
so
love
much.
My fancy thing.
No, I do love, because I love Love Shack fancy. I love it. And then when I saw they were coming out with the Stanley, I never had a Stanley. I'm like, I got to get on this. And I had to pre-order it. And I never fucking do this because, you know, I don't like shopping.
I'm going to stop you. What? Next time that shit happens, can you just call me and be like, do you want one? I'll pay you.
I didn't know. But here's the thing. I'm never like that. I don't look for sales. I'm the worst when it comes to that. I'm not a shopper, but when I saw that it was coming out, I was like, oh my God, I really want one. I need to start drinking more water, especially for my weddings. I have to like keep it in my car and just go at it. Because like I will not drink any water on a wedding day. I literally will have like 2 Celsius.
That's so dangerous.
I know. I will literally have 2 Celsius and like say a Hail Mary and fucking pray that I don't drop dead because it's wild.
Oh my God.
So, no, I know. So I got this and I like set an alarm and I wanted this one specifically. Because I like the white and the pink together. And then here we are. Now she's in my possession.
Yeah. I love it.
So that's a wrap for this.
She's beautiful.
No, she is beautiful. Okay. So just then. Like me. But you can get it now.
No.
Yes, you can. I see it pop up all the time on my Instagram.
They're fakes.
Oh. Okay. Never mind.
Thanks for bursting my bubble.
Well.
Whatever, man. I gotta go.
Ladies and gentlemen, until next time.
See you next Tuesday.